WFP has lifted the suspension that was imposed immediately after the loss, the tragic loss of our three staff and five partners back on the 15th of April. We've lifted that suspension because the situation in the country is a catastrophe. We've seen the images. We know what's happening. The needs, the humanitarian needs, are increasing on a daily basis. As you said, there were already almost 16 million people who were hungry before this crisis. We estimate this number is increasing in the millions because of what's happening in Khartoum across the country today.
The UN's humanitarian affairs chief, Martin Griffiths, said the situation's reaching a breaking point. And you, too, say you're calling it catastrophic. Where are you targeting your efforts right now?
So we are immediately launching our operations. And in fact, I've just had a report from our country director. We've fed already 17,000 people in the Gedawa refugee camp today. So we're starting with existing caseloads, so refugees and others who were needing humanitarian assistance. We will then build that out to increase new caseloads, people displaced or affected by the fighting. WFP also often will provide the backbone of the humanitarian response. So we will provide a lot of the humanitarian logistics, the emergency telecoms. We'll provide the air bridge to bring humanitarian in and out of Port Sudan, and we're scaling up as quickly as we possibly can, given the circumstances.
You described some of those assistance kind of operations that you're doing. I'd want to know more about how that looks on the ground. What other kind of assistance are you providing?
Well, at the moment, we're providing basic food assistance because we already had stocks in country. We have actually had some of our stocks, almost 17,000 metric tons, looted since the crisis started, but we still have the capacity to feed millions of people, and that's what we're aiming to achieve. We will work initially in the east and the south of the country. Obviously, you understand that the situation in the Darfur and Khartoum is very unstable, very dangerous at present. But our aim is to take a phased approach and gradually build out our operation as we build up our capacity, and particularly the ability to operate in these highly insecure areas.
What about the people in Khartoum? Are you planning anything to try to reach them or them to reach you?
Ultimately, yes. But as you've seen, there's heavy fighting. There's even suggestions that the RSF may have taken the presidential palace today. So it's a very volatile, very fluid situation.